USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Democrats in lockstep against him, President Trump is strongly encouraging all Republicans in the Senate to vote to confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator Rand Paul suggesting he's not sure if he'll do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said at yesterday's briefing,
"We're certainly hopeful that Senator Paul will do the right thing and vote for this very highly qualified nominee."
Paul says he will for sure be sitting down with Kavanaugh to get to know him, something no Democrats have agreed to do. Robert Wilkie is the new secretary of the VA, the Senate making it official, confirming him yesterday. He's a veteran himself with extensive government experience. President Trump will be visiting Kansas City today to speak at the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
U.S. officials reportedly say that Russian hackers did breach networks of utility companies. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a group of Russian state-sponsored hackers got access to control rooms of several utilities and may have caused blackouts. The campaign used spear phishing emails to steal passwords from workers at utility suppliers. President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to American manufacturing.
Trump highlighted his Keep America First strategy Monday at the White House, lining up products made in America as examples of growth in the manufacturing sector.
"The more we make things in America, the stronger America becomes. That's why we will always live by two crucial rules: buy American and hire American."
Trump recalled the slogans "Made in America" and "Made in the USA" were very common to see when he was a child. He says he wants to see that again. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Much of the U.S. suffering under very extreme weather, for instance, heavy rains and the continued threat of flooding, soaking the east from the mid-Atlantic up to the northeast and into New England. Flood watches and warnings are out from the Carolinas up to New York State, and floodwaters have already turned streets into fast-moving streams north of Philadelphia. Forecasters say people on the east coast aren't going to get a break from the heavy rain until later this week. Meanwhile, the southwest, including Southern California and Arizona, are broiling under record high temperatures. Phoenix could see 117 degrees today. Palm Springs hit 120 yesterday. First Lady Melania Trump will be on the road today in Nashville, Tennessee, visiting a children's hospital. The trip to the Monroe Correll Hospital at Vanderbilt University is part of her Be Best campaign, the First Lady to take part in a discussion about neonatal health issues and to meet with a number of the patients and their families. And NASA and the NFL Players Association combining to help football players create businesses after their careers. The two-year programs to feature workshops aimed at showing them how to use technologies originally created for the space program to build their own startups. NASA is required to give technology to the private sector for commercial use, and there have been a lot of success stories from GPS to memory foam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.